There are issues with regard to size of homes and various things. The scheme in itself, if I could say, and I would encourage people still to engage with it, I think this is important. Right now at this stage, we've 378 stage one applications. 308 of those are in Donegal, 70 of which are in Mayo, and nearly 60% have been approved. So it is important that people continue to engage with the scheme. It is in its infancy. And when I was in Donegal with that, I did say to people, this will be a multi-annual scheme too. It's going to take a number of years to fix the problem that we have in Donegal and in Mayo.
You referred to the Pyrite scheme for families in Dublin and North Leinster. That was 100% funded. And we've always felt let down in Donegal that our scheme is 90% funded. The difficulty right now is that if you look at the issue of the limits for a complete rebuild of your home, it's working out that it isn't economic. They've got to make up not just the 10%, but you've got to pay VAT. Why is that? This is the second time they've had to build their homes. Why would they pay VAT also? They've got increasing construction costs. You talk about the role of the banks. I mean, your colleague Damien English, the minister who introduced the scheme, recently said that where are the banks? So I ask you the question, this is now nearly a year on, where are the banks in assisting the families?
Thank you, Deputy.
These are the questions that people are asking.